You're listening to a podcast produced by the Jackson School of International Studies, the Center for West European Studies, and the European Union Center at the University of Washington. This and other podcasts can be found on iTunes and SoundCloud. For more information, visit us at jsis.washington.edu/EU West Europe.
Good morning. I should say good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me. It's a huge honor to be among such experts and also professors from all over the world, but mainly the United States. For me, as a person that is still trying to climb this career ladder, it's another opportunity to show and say some words about Poland that is currently under many. Let's call it attacks from different sides, because we have to decide whether we should go with our improvement regarding the energy security, or maybe we should focus on internal issues. Sarah is always telling me that I cannot exceed my allocated time, so I'm going to focus and finish my speech within 20 minutes. But please sit tight, because the topic is very broad and we could talk about it for the next 20 days. So let's start with my presentation. If you can see it, please tell me. It will be the easiest part of my speech, just to hear that. You can see my... Yes, you can hear it. Okay. Nuclear diplomacy and an international race for influence. Sarah mentioned the topic of developing nuclear power plants, and currently Poland is trying to choose and has already chosen main partners, but not only Poland, but other European countries are going to build and create this environment of nuclear power plants, even though Germany decided to shut it down. And this race is showing us something extraordinary, because we have only few countries that are building or they are offering those nuclear capacities. There are only six countries. So I decided to create some kind of term named nuclear diplomacy, because nuclear diplomacy is the way of developing and creating those capacity in a foreign country. And a small disclaimer regarding the lack of data, because the topic is quite new, and we all know that it is, for example, impossible to find out about the cooperation between particular countries regarding the nuclear development. And here we can think about nuclear diplomacy, this energy resources, but also about those countries who are trying to develop their capabilities within army development. Yes, so nuclear diplomacy, the instrumental use of nuclear power, this capability is showing us that we have those countries who can compete and then can influence, and they can have some kind of race competition in order to influence, but also to operate with particular countries. So Polish perspective is that we do need energy. We do need to be independent from the Russia Federation. We also have currently war in Ukraine, and also we have other Baltic states that are asking for the energy cooperation. And this is the issue for Poland, that we had the strong cooperation with the Russia Federation. And now, as a central European country, we do need other partners. But all European Union countries need those other partners. And those partners, there are mainly from Africa or the Middle East, because we do know that the US, Norway, Denmark, those are our crucial partners. However, after the war broke, we have found out that we do need the diversification, because only diversification and having so many partners is giving you a chance to survive if another conflict erupts, or if we lose some of our partners due to the international situation. And this nuclear energy, this cooperation, this this idea of looking for nuclear power plants is not only the case for Poland, but also for those countries that you can see on the map, the UK, France, but also Czechia, Slovakia, or Ukraine, Romania. And the thing is that there are only six countries all over the world that are building nuclear power plants abroad. They have knowledge, capacity, capabilities, and the willingness to cooperate. The US, Russia Federation, France, Canada, South Korea, and China. And long story short, having those kind of cooperations, those countries, after the contract is signed, after all work is started, then we have those countries who are building those nuclear power plants, signed deals, and then they will have this strong partnership with a country they started to work on developing nuclear power plants. And this is the perspective that countries in Europe, in Central Europe, very close to the Russia Federation, close to the Ukrainian conflict, close to the Belarusian conflict, because in Belarus we still have a conflict, and Poland is suffering every day because we have uncontrolled migration inflow from Belarus to Ukraine, to Poland, and from Belarus to Lithuania. And having nuclear power plants from different partners, we will have another challenge, because it will be critical infrastructure that must be protected. An energy profile of Poland. Why do we need those diversification and those partners from all over the world, and also nuclear power plants? Because coal was the pillar, but this diversification, this change, this switch to be more pro-eco, to forget about fossil fuels, to focus on this pro-climate agenda, is pushing us to change our profile, to be less dependent from coal. And the idea is to manage it before 2049. Currently, as you can see, it's almost 70% from coal. And if we think about the cooperation within other countries, such as in the past, the Russia Federation, we were dependent, and we couldn't cooperate with other countries than the Russia Federation. Also, we had the issue with coal. So it is the challenge that we have to work on. And this is also the issue for other Central European countries that are now facing not only the energy, the threat regarding the energy security, but also in general the military threat, and also the political threat of fighting with the Russia Federation that is using hybrid warfare. And now we are going to have those nuclear power plants, and we decided to cooperate with the United States because we have very strong cooperation, military cooperation, but also political one. But what is more important, we decided also to have another partner, and this other partner is South Korea. So it is obvious that two other partners, two allies, is going to build nuclear power plants in Poland. Nevertheless, France is still under consideration. We haven't said yet no to the French Republic, and they could be the third partner. And when we think about nuclear power plants, we have to remember about challenges, and those challenges are in Ukraine now, because they have those power plants, and you for sure have heard about Zaporizhia. And the same thing is from Poland, threat for Poland. What is the threat? Can we measure it? Can we do something before? And I don't have answers for now, because first of all, we have to build it, but it is something that we must think of. Dr. Sarah Loman mentioned, for example, cyber attacks. This is also one issue that should be taken into account. The same thing with those sabotage or terrorist attacks, because we do not know what will be the outcome of the conflict in Ukraine. We don't know how many missiles the Russia Federation still has. And the idea of Poland. The step was to build nuclear power plants. We have our contractors, but now it's time to start it. And the thing with energy diversification is that we have very often other issues, other things to focus on. And this is the case of Poland. That even though we have had some kind of plan to diversify, we couldn't do that because of the situation in Ukraine, and we have to engage our forces there, our political cooperation, and this energy diversification is a challenge for us, even though we are trying to boost our ties with, for example, Arab Peninsula countries such as Qatar or Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia have this OPEC plus, and this is also blocking us at some point. And those six countries, very quickly, just to show you a general image, the surface of those capacities and those influence put on other countries. Those are existing and completed nuclear power plants. As you can see, Russia is some kind of strong here, but also you can see China. The China is asking for cooperation, among others, France and the US. And when we think about those improvement, here we can see completed projects under consideration. So this is what is now. Those nuclear power plants are in operation, but here we have what was in the past. And for example, Lithuania had the Russian nuclear power plant that was shut down, and Lithuania is looking for another partner. Nuclear energy, national energy, this is the thing of this is the way of thinking being here, that we do need to diversify, and also remember that energy security is strongly connected with national security, and we do need other resources than coal, oil, and natural gas. And here, this is the case of NATO, and it was said 2008 that we must focus on other issues such as energy security, because we do need energy just to have, for example, this conference, to have this VTC, because I'm online, because I do have energy. And the changes after 23rd of February last year, we had this need to switch, to change our approach towards the Russian Federation. And now, after 1 year, we are able to cooperate with other bodies and other partners. And this is the thing, that we must do it as soon as possible. But as it has been said earlier, it's not that easy, because other partners, for example, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, they have signed deals with Asian countries. For example, 70% of gas from Qatar is going to the Asian countries. And those are those changes. We can see India, China, Egypt, but after February, March 2022, most of countries switched from the Russian Federation. They started to adjust their energy security cooperation. But here, when we think about nuclear power plants, we have to focus on uranium production. And uranium production is also a challenge for us, because Kazakhstan is the main supplier. And when we think about Kazakhstan, those are Russian military bases in Kazakhstan. I'm not saying that Kazakhstan is under the Russian influence, but Russia has a strong presence in Kazakhstan, in Tajikistan, in Kyrgyzstan, in Central Asia, and we have to keep it in our minds. So global use of nuclear energy and those diplomacy. I have 9 minutes, so please sit tight, because I would like to just show you how those countries are using this nuclear energy in order to cooperate with other countries. So the US investments abroad in the past, you can see how many countries, when they started, 1960s, with Italy, South Korea. South Korea now is a partner. Now they are building nuclear power plants abroad, but you have Taiwan, Belgium, Slovenia, China, Sweden. So those are those investments. Future investments, as you can see, is Poland, but also you have Bulgaria, India, Czech Republic, Ukraine is planning to have this power plant, and the US will be probably the constructor. Then we have France, and France again started 1970s. South Africa, China. We have Finland. Finland today joined NATO, but the cooperation is also under this nuclear power plant capacities. We have the United Kingdom. Those are investments abroad, but we have also future investment. Franco-Chinese in Great Britain. So this cooperation is quite strong. And today, Macron is visiting Beijing. So the cooperation is also in this nuclear diplomacy level. And also we have the Czech Republic, again, Central Europe, as I mentioned at the beginning of my speech. South Korea, they started late 90s, but also, again, China, but also Romania, Central European countries, Slovenia, again, Central European countries, Greece, and very crucial thing, United Arab Emirates. Even though the French Republic has own military bases in the United Arab Emirates, South Korea started their cooperation with the Saudi Arabia. South Korea, again, Egypt. They are also discussing the issue with Ukraine. Again, Saudi Arabia, you cannot see it, it is here, but possible investments, Saudi Arabia and Poland. So South Korea is like gaining points, and they are really invested in Qatar, maybe in United Arab Emirates, maybe in Saudi Arabia. Russia, many countries, maybe it was mainly the existence of USSR, but they have still this capacity. And now they have India, Belarus, Bangladesh. And then we are waiting for future moves, future engagement. But for now, it's Turkey. It's another partner. Probably 26th of April, Vladimir Putin is going to be present in next to Akakuy, a nuclear power plant, with President Erdogan in order to announce the operational level of nuclear power plant in Turkey. In the future, Egypt, Hungary, again, Central European country, possible projects, Africa, crucial to us, Africa and Armenia. Canada, we have, this country is not that that present, that active, that offensive in their actions, but they are also strongly operating at this level. And we can see China, Romania, again, China. Please look at this cooperation, how China is engaged and very keen to cooperate and invite partners. And involvement probably in Romania, with whom? The US and France. And the last one is China. They started very, very late 1990s, but they started with Pakistan, and also they moved to Africa. So again, investments of China in Africa, and also they have the project in the UK. And currently they are trying to convince the Argentinian nuclear power plant. As you can see, the China is going to pay for almost 85% of the project. So they started this idea of investing in Africa, but now they're also moving to South America. Conclusion, this is the idea that this cooperation on energy level has many different sides. But the most important thing is to diversify and find the partners that are going to be long-term partners. Because signing a deal for a one shipment, it's not enough. It's just for a moment. But we do need long-term partners because the price of energy is going to increase. And also those who are less dependent are going to pay less. If they pay less, citizens are going to be more happy. And if citizens are happy, they are going to choose particular party. I'm saying this because we are only 6 months before the parliamentary election. The second thought is we have the US, France, South Korea, and Canada, but also there are other countries that are developing their nuclear capacity, and they are going to cooperate with other countries, with some countries, and China and Russia. We have to keep this in our minds and just control it. Just stay focused. if you would like to, you can get your report. It's for online listeners, the online audience. You can just scan the QR code, and the report is in English. You have 50 pages where we exactly described all investments, all projects, and those challenges for Poland and for other countries that are in Central Europe, and they are facing this difficult choice whether to choose the US, China, or the Russia Federation. Thank you very much.